I believe it would be pleasing to the Lord if we would go to our knees, if it's at all possible. And we ought to feel at liberty to lead out in prayer as the Lord gives us the prayer. There, we've heard a number of things, and it wouldn't hurt for us to pray about some of the things that we have heard. And there has been excellent participation in praying. And let us give ourselves to prayer as we go to our knees. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Prayer changes things.
We know that you're here. You have been pouring out your spirit, Lord. And Lord, we would just pray that the abandonment of the faith shall be given that is necessary for you.
Amen.
To accomplish your work, Lord. Help us to touch you and open wide every avenue, Lord, and drink from the water of life that's being poured out. Oh, Jesus, fill vessels with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Fill with thy spirit, we ask thee. Lord Jesus, we pray with these who are calling on your name in a special way. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We thank you. You are he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And we pray that each one of us shall be more abundantly filled with thy spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Get answers from God, not from man, Lord Jesus. We pray that there might be a really turning of the hearts in our churches, God. That we might really go to the Lord with our problems. Seek our strength from Him, Lord. We pray for our Sunday schools, that you might anoint all of us.
Yes, Lord.
The students might get the sight that the Lord is what they need for their lives.
Yes.
Have your way with every Sunday school teacher.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
And Lord, we register our faith in you that you're going to do something mighty in each church represented here. Tonight,
yes, Lord.
Really pour forth our spirit.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, each one of our churches, we need
more
of you. Yes. Jesus, manifested in the midst. We brought
yes,
you
Lord.
To something
yes,
real.
Lord.
The ministers of the various churches represented here. Oh God, we pray thee that you will bless them today. Oh God, as they may be ministering, as they will be ministering tonight in the evening services, God, we pray thee that they shall be mightily endued with power from on high, and that the word of God shall go forth.
Your spirit this afternoon upon us.
Yes.
For God, we know that there are hungry hearts here.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that you are manifesting yourself. And we pray,
yes,
oh God, that you will minister your own life, Lord, this afternoon.
Yes.
We pray, oh God, that you will fill us with your spirit and that you will cause there to be a greater infilling and coming of God to our souls. Oh Lord, we pray that you'll sweep through this place, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
And that you will fill us with the glory of heaven. Lord, you want us to experience it, and we thank you for it. And oh God, we believe, Lord, this afternoon that you are going to finish the work that you've begun.
Amen.
And we thank you for it.
Amen.
Yes.
Fill me now.
harvest upon all of us. We think you would remember to those who are sick among us and are looking to you for healing. We thank you that you are willing to distribute the children's bread this afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
And for forth your mighty hand and to give signs and wonders in the holy name of Jesus, your child. We thank you, God. We look to you.
Yes,
we continue
Lord.
To believe you, God. Help our unbelief and perfect our faith.
Amen.
come to the Buffalo Assembly at this time, and with the coming of their new pastor, oh God, we pray thee that you will come to that man and that you'll come to this assembly at this time. Bless, oh God, every member of that assembly. Quicken every one, oh God, in their love for God and in their desire for God. And oh God, we believe that you will undertake and get glory to your great name.
We thank you, dear Jesus, that Calvary stream is flowing. We thank you, dear Jesus, that we can plunge in, dear Jesus, and be saturated. Saturated with your love. Saturated with your joy and your peace, oh Jesus. That we can be saturated and be the obedient children that you so desire us to be, dear Jesus. We thank you for that fountain that never runs dry. Oh Jesus, we thank you that we can feast at that table continually, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that the banner over us is love. And oh Jesus,
Lord.
We serve you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. And Father, you know that we come here, Lord, with our heart burdened with people, Lord, and our heart burdened with situations, God, and our heart burdened with circumstances, Lord. We lay all our burdens before you, Lord. We lay them at the foot of your cross. We thank you because you are the answer to all the problems.
Yes, Lord.
So we care not about persecution, Lord Jesus. Yes. We care for the souls, Lord Jesus. And give us compassion for others, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Give us your love and your burden for others, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And may be revived, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lord
Jesus.
Father, I praise you and I thank you and I worship you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, strengthen us, Lord. Let us not be self-centered, but let us be Christ-centered, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Oh Jesus, thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you. Dear Father, we want to pray that you'll do something specially for the camp staff during this retreat time. Lord, only you know the energy and the ways in which they've sacrificed and labored for you through this summer, and there many of them need to go back to school or back to jobs after this season. And Lord, we just want to take faith for them this afternoon.
Yes.
And Lord, that this Labor Day retreat will bring refreshing, strengthening, restoration into their spirit, their souls, and their bodies. Lord, we ask that those that are laboring in the kitchen, those that are on the grounds, that can't for one reason or another be in all the meetings, Lord, we just ask that you will make sure that they get their portion.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. And we pray, Father, that you'll especially come to the gardeners. Dear Father, we just pray and we're asking, Lord, of a very special dispensation of your grace to be poured out upon them. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you will come and quicken every cell of their bodies. We ask, Lord, that where there's need of strengthening, that you'll strengthen. Where there's need of healing, that you'll heal. Where there's need of encouragement, that you'll encourage. And Father, we just ask that these precious couple that has labored for you and for others and poured out their souls, Father, we just want to return the blessings. Ask that you will return the blessings upon their lives. Oh God, Father, do exceeding abundantly above all that they can ask for. By the inward working of the Holy Ghost, we pray in Jesus' name.